This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The Chinese tech giant Huawei now has a reprieve from U.S. sanctions. It's part of the trade war truce declared over the weekend by President Trump and China's Xi Jinping. There are a few details, but Huawei may be able to keep buying American parts to make smartphones, less of a security concern than telecom gear. Marketplace's Scott Tong recently returned from a trip to China, where he reports that over the last 5 years or so, Huawei grew from a local favorite to a global smartphone superpower.
Huawei is the number two phone seller in the world, just behind Samsung and ahead of Apple. It dominates sales in China, where Huawei's Androids can do what all phones do. They stream video. In this case, Chinese wedding melodrama. They take selfies. Huawei user Duan Meng, full disclosure, she's a distant in-law of mine, lives in the tech city of Shenzhen, where Huawei is based. She pulls up a selfie app.
It has all kinds of functions, face lengthening, skin whitening. I always buy Huawei. The camera's better, so is the battery.
In China, Huawei sells three times more phones than Apple. And in Europe, each has about a quarter of the market. Now, many Americans miss the Huawei rise. It barely sells here. But analyst Avi Greengard at Techxponential raves about the company's new $1,000 P30 Pro, especially its camera.
It has, without question, the best low-light camera capability. This will turn night into day if you want it to.
Shenzhen analyst Steve Dai spent 16 years at the company. He says Huawei has thrown a lot of money and a lot of workers at the handset business.
Huawei workers are like locusts. They're everywhere. Our product quality was worse before, but we made up for it in hard work.
Dai says Huawei's breakthrough came in 2014. Competitor Apple's image suffered when the U.S. movie stars had their iPhone photos hacked. And Samsung's design lagged, he says, just as Huawei put out a winning phone.
We put the fashion factor in. Big screen, better battery, fingerprint recognition.
That's when Huawei began taking over, in China and then globally. Now, the U.S., which had cut Huawei off from American technology like Google's Android software, may give the company a reprieve under the new trade truce. So analyst Greengard thinks Huawei could still thrive in Europe and Asia.
There will need to be a major marketing campaign. They will probably try to spin this as a Trump trade negotiating tactic.
That Huawei is an innocent political victim. At least that's the view in Shenzhen, where Huawei is king. People here like to note that Huawei's logo, if you look closely, resembles a sliced up apple. In Shenzhen, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.